is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Israel says it's preparing for possible military action any day now from Iran or Hezbollah or both. CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us American assets are being deployed as tensions rise.
Palestinians cleared rubble following an Israeli airstrike on a house in a refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip Monday. It comes as Israel braces for possible retaliatory attacks by Iran and its allies in Lebanon following the recent killings of senior Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. On Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the USS Lincoln to get to the area faster. And in a rare announcement, the Pentagon also deployed the guided missile submarine USS Georgia to the region.
Well, CBS's Carissa Lawson reports new revelations on the campaign trail allegedly point to Tehran.
Wow.
Over the weekend, former President Donald Trump said his campaign was hacked, and he blamed Iran. Both Politico and the Washington Post reported that they had received what appeared to be internal Trump documents, including research on Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, from an anonymous email account.
Work crews today began tearing down a Texas church where a gunman killed 26 people in 2017. Some families sought unsuccessfully to preserve the small building in Sutherland Springs as a memorial. And CBS's Omar Villafranca reports some material's been released linked to the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
Among the nearly 600 items released, police dash and body cam videos, documents, text messages, and phone calls.
The thing that's happening in that Rob right now. Okay. My nephew.
Including a series of 911 calls from the shooter's uncle, pleading with first responders to let him help.
The Paris Games are over, but the battle over the bronze medal awarded, then taken away from American gymnast Jordan Chiles, goes on. CBS's Jamie Yukis.
In a statement, USA Gymnastics believes that they are going to have to appeal this because they went ahead and they looked and submitted an inquiry over Chiles' bronze medal, writing in part that they have video evidence saying, quote, conclusively, they have established that head coach Cecile Landy's request to file an inquiry was submitted 47 seconds after the publishing of Chiles' score within the 1 minute deadline.
Our meteorologist David Parkinson's watching a storm system gathering steam in the Atlantic.
Real concern now is going to be whether this storm makes a landfall on Wednesday morning in Puerto Rico. The wind's likely to be around 50 miles an hour when it makes that landfall, and it would do so right around the sunrise time frame.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Early this morning, smoke and flames were spotted coming from a house on Green Street near Romaine in Racine. No injuries were reported. In an unusual incident yesterday, a 52-year-old man in Racine was bitten by a groundhog and ended up holding the animal near State Street. Police were called to the scene, and a bystander eventually helped secure the groundhog in a suitcase. Kenosha County has retained its AAA bond rating from S&P Global Ratings. It's the fourth year straight for that rating. In Racine County financials, County Executive Thomas Roanhouse says the proposed 0.5% sales tax would have half of that revenue earmarked for property tax relief. Public hearings on the sales tax proposal are scheduled for next month. An accident involving a squad car on West 3 Mile Road required a flight for life response last night. The driver of the vehicle that struck the squad was in and out of consciousness, and two people were injured. And a reminder that you can cast your ballots tomorrow to narrow down candidates for the Assembly, State Senate, and other local races. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack is back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Browns 23-10 over the weekend. At halftime, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley challenged his players they needed to make a turnover in the second half. Rookie safety Evan Williams out of Oregon did just that, coming up with a forced fumble early in the third quarter.
Yeah, it felt great. Really just play fast, use our instincts, and yeah, just fly around. I mean, that's what I had the most fun with today. I felt like fly around, and you know, and coach always preaches that. Just the jobs aren't that difficult. Run to the ball and just do your job, we're going to be successful.
Baseball. The Brewers open an important series tonight against the Dodgers. LA in first place in the NL West. The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds Sunday. But D.L. Hall was back on the mound. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think he's, since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher.
Now, if the Brewers just go 500 for the rest of the schedule, they would finish with 90 wins this season. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. Put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
This is right here at WRJN with just absolutely gorgeous weather out there in Racine. Mostly sunny, clear tonight. First chance of rain on Thursday.
the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Bobber Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Bobber Ann. Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann,
Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann,
Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann, Bobber Ann.
Please, as the monkeys I'm Racine's home for local news and timeless. This right here at WRJN at 7:25 and 12:05 Monday through Friday. We carry Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN, and we're also looking for sponsors. If you can find out how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, about 56 or 57 years. You can be on this, and we work with every budget. You just call us during business hours at 262-634. Now, that part you might already know because our studio line number is in WRJN, so 262-634-WRJN. But for our advertising line to advertise, it's 262-634-3311, and Rich LoCascio will meet up with you and figure out a budget so that you can be a sponsor of our very own Paul Harvey and The Rest of the Story. Now airing 7:25 and 12:05 right here at WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that
The time was this right here at WRJN with a good old rock band, garage band indeed, from Mansfield, Ohio, and Music Explosion.
Tell me where I'm speaking, 'cause even though you're never.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN as we celebrate the memory of Elvis Presley with Elvis Appreciation Week. And we're giving away vinyl, you know, old school here, WRJN, just like WRJN, old school vinyl. Tomorrow it's Elvis, and there are so many hit songs on there. It's crazy. And yours to win tomorrow, fifth caller, whenever you hear me playing an Elvis clip. And just to help you out here, the Elvis clip you'll be hearing is from Elvis's movie. They're all Elvis movie clips. Elvis, Trouble with Girls. And then as soon as that ends, the fifth caller. And the fifth caller will get vinyl. So, hey, but a really great vinyl CD. Simply because we, actually my boss, Chris Morrow, I'm not that talented, scoured the best vintage record stores to get this vinyl. And he actually had a lot of help from Vinyl Vault Records in Waukesha. So we thank you guys for really helping us out on this contest. And I hope you enjoy the contest, even if you don't win. But you know what? I hope you win. All right. So there we go. WRJN as we join the Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's elections administrator is offering some last-minute guidance for voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Megan Wolf is offering reminders for voters and taking questions from reporters. This is the first election in 2 years where Wisconsin voters can use absentee ballot drop boxes. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A proposed 0.5% sales tax in Racine County would help with property tax relief. A statement from County Executive Thomas Roanhaus says the county is looking to generate additional revenue to maintain service levels. The measure at this point would allocate 51% of sales tax revenue to reduce property taxes. The plan will be discussed in public hearings next month. Two people were rescued from a fire early yesterday on Green Street in Racine. Rescue teams got the two people down from the front porch roof. The fire, which started outside, extended into the roof above a second-floor closet, causing $35,000 in damages. A statement says 21 firefighters contained the fire within about 10 minutes. Those two rescued were not injured. Pay attention to that ballot. Lisa Hale has more about Election Day.
Tomorrow is the partisan primary election. Voting officials are reminding you that even though the ballot has 5 different political parties listed, you can only vote in one of them. If you choose a party but vote for a candidate in another party, your vote will not count. If you make a mistake on your ballot, you can request a new ballot to make the corrections.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. Put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. What is
Songs that the older I get, the more I appreciate. Jackson Brown, Dr. My Eyes. Local news, timeless is WRJN on this Elvis Appreciation Week as of Friday. Elvis has been gone 47 years. And I mentioned I was going to tell you the Carolyn Jones story where she refused to kiss her co-worker Elvis in the movie King Creole. And the reason why was kind of sweet. She told Elvis she didn't want to kiss him because she was sick and she didn't want to get him sick. Of which he smiled and said, that's okay. That might keep me out of the army. There you go. That's the whole story. No, I should have played some from King Creole for this week. And maybe I will. Tomorrow you're going to hear a clip of the movie, The Trouble with Girls, from Elvis. And win an album from him on vinyl.
something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Got me, and baby, I got you.
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. And then we got Bachman Turner Overdrive taking care of business. You know who still tours? Randy Bachman still sings with a group. Still a fantastic group. They toured this year. They were actually near us, and they were also at, of all places, the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, the place where Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper took off for their, or performed and then took off for their final flight. I heard they were awesome. So still doing great music. The next time you're going to catch them, though, is in Canada, because, you know, they're Canadians and all, and they've toured all summer, and they're tired, and they want to go home. You know who does a really great job? Lou Regani with Music of the Stars. My husband and me were listening to him yesterday right here on WRJN from 7 to noon. He was so good, does such a great job. You got to check him out sometime. Coming up in the next few minutes, we got Stuart J. Waddles with local news, Mike Clemens with sports, and we have CBS National News.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Oh,
Christine's home for local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. You have a great day. Kurt Bowman is next. Mwah.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me